This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. COVID-19 transmission in Colorado remains high, but things have leveled out a bit, and hospitalizations have plateaued as well. The rate of positive COVID tests has been above 11% since May, and with fall right around the corner, health officials are hoping more harmful COVID variants don't appear. Dr. John Samet is dean of the Colorado School of Public Health.
The concern is if we end up with variants that are both more transmissible and more virulent.
71% of all Coloradans are fully vaccinated, but only about half have gotten a booster shot. Many first-generation and immigrant students unveiled a new mural in Denver Saturday. Here's CPR's Eden Lane.
Convivir Colorado is a program for immigrant and refugee youth in 6th through 12th grade. For this project, a group of students produced a large-scale mural with Diego Flores, an acclaimed artist who is also a local musician in the band Los Mocochetes. The student mural depicts the immigrant journey as the students have experienced it and the future they dream of. The mural is at a co-working space in Five Points. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
And that artwork is on view at the Build by Radiant space at 33rd and Larimer. And the head of Colorado's energy office and his wife are on the mend after falling nearly 1,000 feet down a mountain earlier this month. The Colorado Sun reports the couple was climbing in Rocky Mountain National Park when they slid down an icy chute. They broke some bones and remain hospitalized. This is CPR News in KRCC.